Hello.
Hey, Joseph, it's Matt here. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Cannot complain. I just, every day just moves so fast.
Sorry,
I'm running
to
just run a tab
in
late
here. I'm staring at my phone. I'm like, man, I don't know if this is coming or not.
Yeah, no, I'm just running. My last guy backed me up here, so I was trying to text you, but, you know, trying to juggle. I'm not the best multitasker sometimes. So apologize for being just a tad late here. Normally I'm not, but you know, sometimes I get talker on the phone. So so let me go ahead and help you here. Let me get back in your account. How was your day though, the rest of it? You were kind of, what was going on with you? You had an emergency kind of going, or what was going on with the job?
Yeah, we were trying to this pipe that we were, the unmarked pipe, well, yeah, pretty much. It was an unmarked pipe that is full of this red-colored liquid that nobody knows what it is. It's an environmental job. And so we have to, like, pump it out into containers. And we were trying to get it pumped out, and more just kept coming. And so we ended up not even figuring it out. We pumped as much as we could and couldn't get no more containers and couldn't do anything else, so called it a day.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. So you guys got it all handled, though, right?
For now. Yeah, for now.
Mm.
But we'll really...
We'll see tomorrow, right?
Yeah. The owner doesn't even know what they want to do yet. So it's up in the air, but we're...
Like, what kind of options is there to do on that?
Cap it, pretty much. Cut it and cap it. Like, it was an abandoned pipe, so it's not in use anymore as far as anyone knows, at least. And cut it and cap it, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So...
Okay.
That's what we're thinking, but... We're pretty much maxed out for now, so I guess we'll
see. Gotcha. Totally. Well, that's good. I mean, like, sounds like it was stressful, but I mean, it's capping it. Is it going to be expensive for the homeowner?
No, it won't be that bad. It was just, it's all like stone backfill, and so when you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep digging, it nothing like dirt holds itself, but stone just collapses in on itself pretty much. So take a scoop out and two more scoops of stone would fall down in, you know.
But. Yeah, totally. Sure. So let's do this. Basically we talked about everything. And what we're going to target you for, right? Obviously, you want concrete and excavation jobs, right?
Yep.
We took a look at the website. You like kind of how that looks, right? We can put your own type of photos, and we have a ton of photos, too, that we can choose from. So when it comes time to build you out that website, Joseph, we're going to make it look good. And in anything you don't like or anytime you want changes done, you just let us know, and we'll take care of it for you. So that's the nice thing. Okay. It does take us about 7 to 10 days to build you out a website. That's when, you know, like that, and then we get the programming done and then your Facebook ads. So everything starts like after that 7 to 10 days really like starts hitting live and like really starts building that traction, right? So you will get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing kind of takes off to the next level where you're going to see a night and day difference in phone calls. Right. And then obviously month three, it's like full steam ahead. Right. So as mentioned, we do ask a 3-month commitment. And then after that, it does just go to a month to month relationship with us. We will purchase that special phone number that we talked about, like another 419 area code number to see where those leads are coming from. So we want to know, hey, did it come from Google? Did it come from Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a month-to-month call with you, and we'll go over the progress and the results of the campaign so we can keep making tweaks for you. Cool thing is all your calls are recorded like I talked to you about. So anytime, let's say you're on a job and like, let's say another emergency or something crazy like that happened today for you, you know, happens, you can go back and listen to the call, right? And, you know, hear that call to see like, okay, oh, that's what that guy said.
Yeah, I do like that. That is pretty wild.
It's really neat.
One question I have for you, how does the whole phone number thing work?
Great question. So let's say we purchase a phone number and it's like 419-583-6692. That number is going to show all over the place. It's going to show on your website. It's going to show on your Google Business profile and on your Facebook ads, right? And then as soon as they call that number, it'll automatically route to whatever number you want it to go. So if you want it to go to your cell phone, totally cool, right? And there's like no delay. It's just there to track the leads, right? And capture that person's info, right? Because as soon as that person calls that phone number, it has that cool technology I was telling you about, just like 911 has, right? Where it's able to let us know where they live, right? You know, where the lead came from. And it really helps us, you know, track how many leads you're getting on a month-to-month basis so we can make tweaks for you and that we're not flying in the dark.
Gotcha.
Okay. So yeah, it's really there just to like, you know, for tracking purposes, right? And to, you know, obviously see how well everything's performing because we want you to stay and we want to make sure we're getting you the results. So that's the whole purpose of that phone number.
Right. So does every, essentially every business that say you look up one of those keywords of concrete contractor or whatever, every single one of those top companies that pops up goes through you guys?
I mean, we have a lot of like of those companies. I mean, I'm not saying that they may not be with like another Google partner, but you know, like we have 19,000 businesses right now, you know, with our company. So yeah, definitely we have a lot of, you know, a lot of businesses. I mean, that's a lot of companies, right? So definitely, you know, we control a lot of the space. I mean, we're Google's biggest partner. So because, you know, Google shares that information when there's availability, and that's why we call around, Joseph, to fill those spots. So, gotcha. But yeah, definitely majority of businesses are running through us when it comes to like keeping themselves on the first page. Great question.
Where is Local Splash based out of?
Yeah, we're actually in Southern California. I don't know if you know where Disneyland is, right?
Yeah.
But we're right by Disneyland in Fountain Valley. Yeah. You ever been out in that area?
No, I've been along the East Coast quite a bit, but never the West Coast.
Okay. Yeah, I got clients all over the East Coast. In fact, I got a lot of guys in Ohio too. Like I got a lot of landscape companies to be shoot you on that. So like I have like grass cutting guys in Ohio all over the place. Got a couple power washing guys too in Ohio. So I do a lot of business in Ohio. I do a lot of business in Florida. I got tons of people in Pennsylvania. Right. But yeah, your state's a great state. It's just, it's very heavily populated. And, you know, just kind of like I shared with you, Lewis Pest, right? When you looked at them earlier, those guys are actually in Anderson, South Carolina. And, they've been with me for just over a year now. And, we have taken them from one van to 12 vans now. They've grown their business by using our services, by being on Google. Okay. Now, obviously they spend a lot more than the package that you're going to be on. Right.
Right.
But the great news is, you know, as I always say, you know, let's start here, right? Let's, you know, measure the results. Let's have our monthly call. Let's see how things go on a month-to-month basis, you know, and then after 3 months, we can always make more changes and we can always add more fuel to the fire. You know, some people increase their ad budget. Some people spend a little more money on their Facebook, you know, ads, you know, so there's nice thing is we're always able to scale this even further, Joseph, to, you know, the next level as well.
Gotcha.
Okay. Which is great. That's a great question, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, but the cool thing is, you know, my goal is to make this affordable for you, right? Because I strip down, like, there's no activation fee, not going to charge you for the website, right? It's just going to be $299 a month for you. And then out of that package, we're going to spend $100 a month for those Facebook retargeting ads.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
And then, yep. And then, so it's guaranteed $299 for 3 months.
Yeah.
Is
it's
what you
flat.
Ask,
it's,
correct?
That's a good question. Yeah. That's a flat
what's following,
rate.
What's following after the 3 months? Still at $299?
It's $299. It just goes to a month-to-month relationship with us.
Gotcha.
So we ask that you give us a 3-month commitment, right? And then we bill you $299 on the 18th of every month, right? And then mm-hmm. after that 3 months, it's literally a month-to-month relationship with us. So we're so confident in our services, we don't ever lock you any, like, long-term contract or anything. We just ask 3 months because that gives you and us enough time to see how well this is going to perform for you. And ultimately, we lose money the first 3 months, right? So because of all the work and the manpower that we put into it. And I have literally a 96% retention rate. So 96% of my clients stay with me, right?
Gotcha.
And it's because it works. And that after you give this 3 months, you're going to see the results. And it's definitely going to, you know, keep you to want to stay because Google's going to make you money.
Right.
What's that?
What do, in general, do your landscapers target a certain season, essentially? Like right now, it's pretty much busy season coming up for them. So do they load up on advertisements?
Yeah. So my landscapers are actually just picking up right now because obviously the cold weather, right? Ohio, you guys get snow, right? So like during the winter, my landscapers really, I have a couple still running their ads, but most of my guys, they pause it during the winter seasons. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we allow you guys to do that, right? Where you can pause it during the winter season, right? And, but the problem is when you pause it during that time, you can lose traction, right? So, you know, some of my guys keep things running and then some of my guys, they do pause it during the winter season or they try to find like other services they can offer so they can stay busy and like, you know, make money. Like some of my guys, they do like Christmas tree lights. Some of my guys, they do like snow plowing, right? I got a grass cutting guy that does snow plowing as well. So we help him during the winter on those keywords, you know, during that time. But like you can definitely pause it, you know, down the road if you needed to as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's something I'd be interested in. That's, you know, really I thought about just doing mainly concrete or mainly excavating in concrete or mainly construction, but I wanted to leave it open abroad at property professionals. I kind of like that. And, you know, I'd be open to offer snow plowing or, you know, in the winter.
Yeah.
This year was a heavy snowfall. But you know, that's something.
Yeah. I mean,
down
the cool thing
we'll
is if you did snow removal and, snow like plowing and all that, snow relocation as they call it on the vertical. I do have a pay per lead program too that I can bring to the table for you, where those come in the form of a phone call and you get to sit there and talk to the people first before you pay for the lead. And if you like the lead during that call, you basically say, yeah, I like it. And if you don't, then you don't have to pay for it. It's that good of a lead program, right? And you show up at the very tippy top of Google, but it does take time to get you approved for that. Like Google does a full background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now, Joey, and stuff. Yeah. But that's something we can definitely talk about when the time comes. I wish Google had a pay-per-lead program on excavation or concrete. They do like concrete, like they have it on like foundation and that type of concrete under a general contractor. But I'm sure like Google's going to require you to have a Google general contractor license. I didn't like go down too heavily on that rabbit hole because, again, I'm not trying to get you to spend a ton of money either here. I just want you to get phone calls and start getting results, right? And then, like I said, we could always talk about like more expensive like approaches and more, you know, ad spend basically, you know, later. And that's how I've always taken it with my clients as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But the paper leads are great. Like I said, that's definitely, you know, during the wintertime, you want to do snow plowing and snow removal. In fact, I'll put you in my calendar to talk to you just because I know how busy I get here. Let me just do that now because I know I'll forget. But we can definitely talk, you know, before, you know, the beginning of next winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see here. Let me put you maybe sometime September. Okay, here we go. Snow plowing. And then I'm going to put your info here, and I'll put you in my calendar. That way I don't forget, because I know if I don't do this, I forget. Just
gotcha.
Because, you know, it's a lot to manage people. I got, like, over 1,400 clients, so it definitely sometimes
it gets crazy.
It gets crazy. But, you know what, I love my job, and I love seeing – you guys win, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like actually, you know, getting the results, you know?
Right.
So the cool thing is I'm not going to charge you for the website. And then, like I said, the $299, it will be locked. So you're not going to have to pay, like extra fees, or it's not going to, like, go up on you. Now, the paper leads, let's take a look. Let's see how much those paper leads are going. Obviously, the pricing could change next winter, but I can tell you at least what the paper leads are right now, right, and what they go. And obviously, they don't always stay locked. Like year after year, the pricing does change, right? Google,
yeah,
like, changes their rates on it. But let's see what snow plowing in your area is going for right now. Just give me 1 second and I will tell you what that is. Okay. Those are $12 for a qualified lead. You're going to need $250,000 in general liability insurance, but
right,
$12 for those leads.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's money right there. The only thing about those two is once you do get, okay, so there's a one-time charge of $250 to get you approved for that. So we got to pay for the background check and do a bunch of work to get that pre-approved, because Google doesn't just put anybody at the tippy top. Because you show up at the first search result on Google on any of the areas that we target on that. Huge, by the way. Not just the first page, but the first search result, right?
Right.
So there's a full vetting process. So it takes about a couple months to get you pre-approved for it. But once you're pre-approved, right, let's fast forward. The 2 months go by, right? You're ready to go. Right. You do have to prepay for 13 leads up front. So 12 times 13, that's $156. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start drawing from those 13 leads, right? And you can turn those on and off at any time. Cool
right.
news about those leads too is Google does not share those leads. It really is an exclusive lead to you. And if you want it, you pay the $12, right? But during the course of the call, if you don't want it, you don't pay the $12. It's very fair. Google makes enough money, they can do that. So
it's kind of wild that Google even can like get leads like that. Like, it's crazy.
Well, everybody uses Google. You know, Google's the biggest company in the world, not by accident. They became that way by ad spends. People have been, I have some clients that spend $40,000 a month with me, Joseph. Like our biggest client, by the way, is the biggest storage unit in America. They're called Extra Space Storage. You ever heard of those guys? Sure, you have.
I don't think
everywhere.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Type in Extra Space Storage near you, and you'll see them, right? We've done all 4,400 of their locations. They're like a $56 billion company. You've seen them. You just like, oh, you'll be like, oh yeah, I know those guys, you know? But yeah, they're all over the U.S. 4,400 locations. Can't get any much better than that. Right. And, but the point I'm making is, they've grown tremendously. I've seen, like, over the last, you know, 15 years now that they've been with us, they've grown like crazy amount. And we have another big client that owns the Utah Jazz Arena. They're called Vivint. They're a home security company. And, so they actually own the arena that the NBA team plays out of, the Utah Jazz. You know that team?
Yep.
That's another big one of our clients. But like I said, I got guys all over the place. But the cool thing is we got to start somewhere, and it's a step-by-step process. So all I need from you, right, is obviously we're going to – let me pull up my calendar too. By the way, we do got to schedule an onboarding call. As soon as I can get you in, it's Friday. What's your – let me tell you what times I have Friday, and you tell me if any of these times work for you, okay?
Yeah.
I can do, let's see here. I can do an 11 a.m. your time. I can do a noon your time. Or I could do a 2 o'clock your time on Friday.
You guys do Saturdays?
No, I wish. I wish. Yeah, we're mainly like, we do take calls, but like to actually do the onboarding, like it's a Monday mm-hmm. through Friday thing. You need like a different time, is that why?
Yeah, like what's the chances you could
do?
I could
do Monday at 10 a.m.
You got anything like late?
Late on Monday, I could do 5 p.m. Monday 5.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that's the latest I can. And then I got a Wednesday next week at 6 your time I could do.
Wednesday would be the 25th.
Yes, the 25th.
At 6?
Yeah. You want me to try to get that for you? Is that a better time for you?
Yeah, if you could do that. If not, the Tuesday or the Monday or Tuesday, whatever you said at 5 might work.
Yeah. But if six would be better for you, I mean, it's just a couple of days. Let's just do Wednesday at that 6. That's not going to kill anybody. I'll have you start getting your stuff together in between now and then. Just kind of give you a head start. Okay? Does that work?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put you down for that. Okay. So I do got to read this to you before, because I'm going to get you out. Because I got you a discounted pre-agreement, right? And so as a added form of protection, I'm going to send this in writing, you know, with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Just stop me and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it for you. Just want to make sure, obviously, you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Slosh's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slosh and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
JM Property Professionals.
Perfect. And then please state the name and title of your business. Your name and
Joseph Manley, owner.
Okay, perfect. And it's Manley, correct?
Manley.
M-A-N. So there's no I. Gotcha.
Nope.
All right. See? Got it. See? That's why I always double check this stuff. Okay. Yeah. No I, but there's an N. Okay. Perfect. Yep. I'm going to update that right now. Right. And I'm going to update that here too. Perfect. Okay. Obviously you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And then obviously you're the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Slosh?
Yes.
Okay. Going to text you this phone number, this 877 number, okay? Joseph, please make sure you save this under Local Slosh. I can't stress this enough. I have a very big drain guy, like a guy that does like plumbing. He spends a lot of money with me every month. And we would call him all the time and he would never pick up. And I asked him, hey, did you save that 877? I had a conversation with him the other day. I'm like, did you save that 877 number like I told you at the beginning? He's like, no. I said, that's why you never pick up the phone, right? So this 877 number, Joseph, please take the time, put it under your contacts as Local Splash. So when you do see us calling from that number, you're like, oh, that's my marketing company. I need to answer that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please make sure to save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. So important. Please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party companies unrelated to Local Splash. People are going to see you on the top of the search engine, and they're going to want to call you, okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. You'll sometimes get marketing calls, right? It is what it is. Can't stop that, right? But at the most part, we want people calling you that are actively looking for your services, not just trying to sell you, right? So In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
Okay. I'll rephrase it so it's easier. I don't know why we have it phrased this way, but basically what this question is asking is, if you decide to try any other different types of marketing services like digital marketing, we're just asking that you would let us know so
gotcha.
That it doesn't affect your Google. Okay, that's all that's saying. So do you agree,
yeah.
Obviously, to disclose any? Okay, gotcha. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business name, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for the Google Business Profile verification, okay? We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Question on that. So, as of right now, JM Property Professionals is my side gig, essentially.
Yeah.
I am not full-time. I do not have insurance,
okay.
Like you said, in that voice. Is that a problem?
No, you don't need insurance, but you have an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's fine. We're just going to need some documents to show you that you're a real company.
Yep. I just wanted to double check.
Okay. We just, when we ask, we're going to work with what you got, right? We might need to create you a digital business card. We might need you to take a photo of like you and like some tools, right? We just like,
right.
There might be some stuff that we might need just to show that and prove to Google that you're a real business.
Yep.
Okay. So obviously we're just asking, hey, will you work with us and get it to us in the first 7 days? That's what that's
yep.
asking. Okay, cool. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 18th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I do have to read it because, you know, we want to make sure everybody is understanding and,
yep.
you know, eyes are dotted.
Can you send me some sort of receipt or do I get some sort
yeah,
of receipt?
You're going to get a receipt right now. You're getting an invoice right now.
Yeah,
right.
Good.
I'm working on that literally as we speak. It's actually going to be text to you in 1 second as well. And so we're official on that Wednesday at 6 p.m., correct?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to make sure I grab that for you right now. Hey, you should have got a text message, like a copy of your invoice, and it does email it to you as well. But go ahead and look for that text.
Yep.
Okay. And then there's a link there that you got to click.
Click here.
Yeah. By the way, this is all tax write-off too.
Yeah.
So when you do your taxes, definitely hold on to all this stuff. So, you know, when you do your P&L at the end of the year, you know, you can include this on the marketing side of things.
Right. Oh, I agree. Okay, that's confirmed.
Yeah, you just sign your name there, Joey, and then it asks you to consent, like you agree to electronic communication, all that good stuff. And then
yep.
Got a couple questions for you. Okay. What do you want your hours of operation to be?
Just do 24 hours because there's potential for water main breaks and everything. All of our small town, well, some of our small towns are going through the government utilities, but still, like, town closest to me is possible for water main breaks that I would fucking pay pretty good to be able to fix.
Okay. Gotcha. Cool. I will definitely write that down, 24 hours. Okay. Do you want to be able to take payments on your website? So we can build out, like, where you can take electronic payment. Like, we can also, like, link in, you know, like, different payment platforms as well as, like, you know, like allow that, like PayPal as well, right? Which obviously charges you a little bit on the fee side of things, but a lot of my clients, they like that. Some people don't want it, so it just depends. I mean, we won't charge you or anything. We can like build that into the website if you'd like.
Let's maybe just do that at a later time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put no on that. Okay. Perfect. And then what's the best form of communication for you? Like email, call, text? Like what would you say the best form is for you?
Probably call or text.
Okay. Call. But if you were to stay out of the all three, like would it text easiest for you or would you say calling is best?
Text.
For
you? Just
okay.
Do text.
Text.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Okay, and then obviously you go by Joey, right?
Yep.
Okay, let me put that down there too. Perfect. Okay, so here's what I need you to start gathering. Okay? Your proof of your LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They call that, let me go back, what is that? Form is called something here. Give me 1 second. Proof of LLC name. They call that. I think it's like articles. Hold on. Articles of organization or the certificate of formation.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's what we need. It shows your name. It's right. Like the name of the business. Right. So look for that form. Okay.
Yeah.
So we need that. Start gathering that. Okay. Let's see. That would definitely be a good first start, right? That's really what we're going to need to start, okay? They might need some other little minor things, okay? Eventually, we're going to have to do a video with Google, right? And we'll walk you through that process, too. It's like you just take your cell phone. It's real simple to do, okay?
Exactly.
Right. Again, that's part of the vetting process. So just start working on getting that paper, and then on your Wednesday call, during the client onboarding process, they'll basically gather that from you. Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. Secondly, did you save the, the 877 number under your contacts?
Yep.
Okay. Lastly, I need you to download the Local Splash app.
Gotcha.
Local Splash app. So go where you get apps and type the word Local Splash. You'll see it. It's an LS logo.
All right. She's downloading.
Okay, perfect. And then you should have gotten the username and password texted to you. You see that?
Yep.
The username is going to be your phone number, and then the password is 4 clicks. But it's texted to you as well. Do you see that text?
Yep.
Okay. So that's how you're going to log into it. That app is going to be your friend. You're going to be able to send your 5-star reviews from there. All your calls are recorded. All your leads are going to be in there. Right? We're going to hold your hand. We're going to walk you through all that. Okay? And then most importantly, don't forget this. Okay? Yes, your 5-stars are going to be like something we're going to want you to start getting. But eventually – getting us a picture, like we talked about, like Lewis Pest, huge, Joe. Huge, 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 Joey. So I'm not saying you need to get that done today or next week or in 2 weeks from now, but if you could set yourself a reminder on your phone to, like, start working on that, it's going to be huge. Because if we can put that on your website, like if you go to Lewis Pest's website, it's pestlewis.com, right? If you go to their website, you'll see his photo right there. It's like right in front of you, right?
Right.
So we can build out the photo in your website, and we can put that on your Google Business profile, and then we can use that photo even on your Facebook ads. It will like really help brand you, right? So obviously you want to take your time. You want to get a decent photo. Right. But once you have a photo of you like nicely dressed, like where you're like in the nice polo shirt and like khaki pant kind of thing, you know, don't look sloppy is what I'm saying. But, you know, get a good photo of you will really help you.
Gotcha.
And that makes sense though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I try to like talk about those little things too, because it's important. You know, the clients that take this seriously with me, those are the ones that win with me. You know, it's the people that don't pick up their phone, like, when they get leads, or they don't make appointments, or, you know, they don't take these little tidbits that I give them seriously. Those are the people that don't win with me. Those are, like, my 4% that, you know, don't stay, you know, because they just, they're not serious, right? But
right.
As long as you do what you need to do in terms of, like, you know, hey, you know, making sure you make the appointments with us, you know, working your leads, right? Take that 5-star review tool seriously. I mean, like, Lewis has over 103 5-star reviews now. That's crazy, right?
Huge.
That's great. That's huge. Like, nobody can dismiss, like, wow, that's really, really good. And he's been working hard at it, and he's been using the tool in the app, okay? And so when it comes time and we got your Google Business profile established and it's all vetted and everything and it's ready to start getting those 5-star reviews, you can start inputting your past clients in there, Joey, right? So where you're, you know, getting those and, you know, you're building it up. Now, the first goal is to get to 25, okay? Here's what a lot of my guys do to get to 25. 5-star reviews. First off, what they do is they put in a few people every single day. Okay? Don't start putting everybody into the system all at once, because as soon as you input the people into the system, it automatically sends out a text. Okay? Last thing you want to have happen, Joey, is you get too many 5-star reviews too fast. Okay. I had a roofing company, literally this just happened to recently, right? They like put so many people in there and they like got like 8 5-star reviews in one day. So what do you think Google did?
Probably thought it was a scam or a fake.
Yeah. Google, exactly. Google blocked their account. They put them on hold and they were so pissed. So I've been really advantageously telling my clients now, look, do a little bit a day. Don't go crazy in one day and add everybody to it, even though I know you want to get it off the checklist. And I'm still working with my team to eventually, you know, allow it to where it won't just do a bunch of people all at once, you know. But until then, you know, just do a couple a day. If you just did two, like two people, you input two people in a day, because not everybody's going to do it anyways. Like, you know, like it really, I've seen 40%, like usually will give you a 5-star review, okay, from your past clients and past yep. people. Okay. Some of my guys, now I'm not supposed to say this, but some of my guys will put their friends and family in the system too, because they know they're going to give them a 5-star review. Look, right. if you want to do that, you know, it helps. You know, but I'm not implicating that as well, if you get my drift, read between the lines, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that does help you, you know, obviously. So, you know, but just don't get in the habit of always using your friends and family either. Okay. Make sure you have clients, like real people in there, right? But at the end of the day, use that tool, because it's going to be really, really helpful to when we do have you showing up on Google, Joey. They're seeing you, right? And, you know, you're looking credible with all those 5-star reviews. Okay? Cool. So work on getting that LLC paper together. And congratulations, by the way. I'm glad you're taking this position. Definitely looking forward to working with you and our team, you know, getting you the results. And I do have you down for Wednesday here. Just make sure that it all went through here. Okay, yep, you're good. You're going to be getting an email on that too. Let me just finalize that before I forget, because I know life moves at a million miles a second here. Your best email is that jmpropertyprofessionals@gmail, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. And you got a copy of that invoice, right? It sent it to you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure. See?
Yeah, I'm looking through here.
So we're going to do 6 o'clock Eastern Time Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay. Putting you down. I'm locking you in.
Sounds good.
Here you go. Yep, you're dialed in there. Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah. So if you did you get an email? Well, I think it sent you an email. Usually it does.
On the look.
Okay. If not, I will.
Yeah, invitation.
Okay. Or,
right. Yeah, client interviews.
Okay. They get. I know. Did you get your invoice though? Emailed to you.
Oh yeah, the invoice is emailed. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I was making sure. Like, because you remember how you kept asking me, hey, you know, because obviously you want that form for your tax purposes too. Right.
Right.
And you'll see the charge on your bank account every month too. So, I mean, it's definitely gonna, you'll have multiple sources there to like show when it comes to tax season. So.
Yep. I'm getting a new, company account. So I will probably have to switch that account number here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before
yeah,
too
just
long.
Just let us know 3 days before your next billing. Right.
Yep.
So, or if you do get a new account and you know it, next Wednesday during your onboarding call, we can definitely handle that as well. But whenever you have that, just let us know though, like at least 3 days before the next billing date, just so we can, you know, make the changes on it and everything. Okay.
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Definitely, looking forward, like I said, helping you out with this. And then, we will be talking to you next Wednesday at 6 p.m.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, no worries, Joey. Have a great rest of your night. Talk to you then. Okay, sir?
Yep. Take care.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.